أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم، لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. Verse number 255 of Surah Baqarah. We come to the greatest verse of the Quran. The greatest verse of the Quran, which is a lengthy verse and which comprises of 10 sentences. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in many ahadith has referred to this as the most powerful and the greatest verse in the Quran. The virtues of this verse, which is commonly known as Ayatul Kursi, are too many to mention. Just one or two virtues. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the home wherein Ayatul Kursi is recited, the shaitan leaves that home. The person who recites Ayatul Kursi before going to bed, Allah appoints an angel to stand at his side or at her side throughout the night to guard and protect that person. The one who will read Ayatul Kursi after every salah, nothing stands between him and Jannah besides death. And there are many, many other virtues of Ayatul Kursi. It is such a powerful verse because it speaks about the attributes of Allah and Allah's majesty and His power. Allahu la ilaha illa hu. Allah, there is no ilah but Him. There is no ilah. What does ilah mean? Ilah, we translate it generally as deity or as God or one who deserves to be worshipped. But ilah actually means the first point your mind turns to when you are overcome with anxiety. So if you're in financial difficulty, and the first place your mind goes to is your bank manager is your ilah. If you fall ill and you suffer from a disease, and the first place your mind goes towards is your doctor, that becomes your ilah. If whenever you are overcome with anxiety, the first place your mind goes to, and the first place you look towards for assistance and for help, that becomes your ilah. So in every situation, and whenever we are overcome with any form of trouble, the first place our mind should go towards is Allah. Because Allah says there's no other ilah. There's nowhere else you should turn to. First, at the very first moment, there's no way. Of course, we have to make use of the means. But the first place your mind should go to is your ilah, Allah. Unfortunately, today, that becomes our last. After we've exhausted all the means, then we feel now we should raise our hands and turn to Allah. But Allah says that Allah is the first place where you should turn to. There is no ilah except Him. Who is Allah? Al-Hay. Al-Hay means the ever-living. Al-Qayyum. Al-Qayyum, the ever-sustaining. So Allah is Al-Hay. Allah survives and Allah lives by Himself. He is Al-Hay. And on top of that, Allah is Al-Qayyum. Al-Qayyum is derived from Qiyam. Qiyam means to stand. So Allah is standing by Himself, and Al-Qayyum, He is keeping everything else in existence. Everything else. From the little ant which you see to the mighty elephant. Every single thing that exists in this earth exists because Allah wants it to exist. That is Al-Qayyum. He keeps everything else standing and existing. These are two very powerful attributes of Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith that if you will make dua to Allah using al-ism al-a'zam means the greatest name of Allah, Allah will certainly answer your dua. According to some narrations, these two attributes of Allah are al-ism al-a'zam, al-hayy al-qayyum. So when you make dua, repeatedly use this. Ya hayyu ya qayyum. Ya hayyu ya qayyum. In fact, the night preceding the battle of Badr, Sahaba say when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was spent the night in dua, these are the two attributes with which he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So al-hayy, Allah is al-hayy, Allah is al-qayyum. La ta'khudhuhu sinatu wa la nawm. Now the first thing that will come to our minds, if Allah exists all by Himself, He is the ever-living, and Al-Qayyum, He keeps everything else alive and standing and in existence. He must be, or normally our first thought will be that one who does that will be overcome with tiredness, will be overcome with fatigue. That's why Allah says, لَا تَأْخُذُهُ. And by keeping everything in existence, لَا تَأْخُذُهُ سِنَة, neither sinner overtakes him. What is sinner? Slumber. The preliminary stages of deep sleep, when you're dozing off, just before you go into sleep, the preliminary stages of sleep, that is sinner. Allah says, not even slumber overtakes Allah. وَلَا نَوْم. And nor does sleep overtake him. Nawm means when one falls off to sleep. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth belongs only to Allah. This should humble a person and make a person feel a sense of humility, that whatever I have, no matter how great it may be or how insignificant it may seem, ultimately it does not belong to me, it belongs to Allah. If you have something that does not belong to you, you have something which belongs to somebody else, but you are simply using it, you will not boast about it, or you will not attribute it to yourself, because you know, it, in actual fact, it belongs to somebody else. This should be our attitude with everything that we own and possess, that it should not create any pride within us, but it should create humility within us, that Allah has allowed me to use this which belongs to Allah. Allah has chosen me to use it for a short period of time. Allah says, whatever is in the heavens, whatever is in the earth, belongs only to Allah. مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ. Who is there who can intercede before him? إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. Except with his permission. Meaning on the day of Qiyamah, there will be certain persons and individuals and prophets who will be allowed to intercede, but they too will not be able to intercede on accord of their own power or their position. Allah says, بِإِذْنِهِ. They will only be allowed to intercede with the permission of Allah. يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ. Allah knows all that is behind them, that is in front of them, what awaits them in the future. Allah knows all of it. وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ. And whatever is behind them, their past. وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْ عِلْمِهِ. And they, that is the creation, they cannot encompass anything from the knowledge of Allah, إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءَ, except what He wishes. Whatever little we know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is because Allah wanted us to know it. No matter how much it is that we know, Allah says they cannot encompass anything from the knowledge of Allah, except if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so wishes. So one is, when you hear the verse, لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, whatever is in the heavens and the earth belongs to Allah, it teaches you to attribute whatever you possess of material things to Allah. And here, when Allah says they know nothing except what Allah wants them to know, whatever knowledge you possess, whatever science you possess, whatever skill you may have, here also you learn that it is because Allah wanted me to know whatever it is that I know. So your knowledge also, you attribute it to Allah. وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The kursi of Allah extends over the heavens and the earth. That is to denote Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power. When Allah says His kursi extends over the entire heavens and the earth, وَلَا يَؤُدُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا. And Allah says, guarding them, guarding the heavens, protecting the heavens, protecting the earth, and everything out there, لَا يَؤُدُهُ. لَا يَؤُدُهُ does not tire him in the least, does not make him feel tired, or does not bring about fatigue within him. وَلَا يَؤُدُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا. It's a very powerful sentence. If a person, you know, we have learned the importance of Ayatul Kursi, the greatest benefit of Ayatul Kursi, it is a source of protection. A source of protection. But sometimes you've got a gun to your head, or you're in a situation where you can't read the entire Ayatul Kursi, at least this bit, try and repeat it. One is, you'll be repeating your kalima also all the time. But one is, وَلَا يَؤُدُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا. This bit. If you are in a situation, and you are, perhaps somebody is about to hijack you, or you have become a victim of crime, and you fear for your life, keep on repeating this. وَلَا يَؤُدُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا. وَلَا يَؤُدُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا. وَلَا يَؤُدُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا. Guarding the entire heavens and the entire earth, and whatever is in the heavens and whatever in the earth, guarding all of this does not tire Allah. So there you are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his protection. وَهُوَ الْعَلِيِّ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends it by saying وَهُوَ الْعَلِيِّ Allah is al-Ali, the most supreme, the highest, al-Azim, and Allah is the most great. May Allah grant us understanding.